Hello, Ariana here, host of the Cold Coffee Coven podcast, which is a space of authentic sharing from the heart and through all things mamahood with a divine witchy twist. I speak on juicy topics and join in conversation with other creatively amazing yet magically ordinary mamas who speak on their own enchanted experiences, expertise, and expansion. So rewarm your coffee, get comfy, and I hope you enjoy.
Hi, Elise. Welcome.
Hi, love.
So Elise and I have been longtime friends, seven years. That's wild.
Yeah.
We raised our babies together for a handful of those years, and Elise was even at Esme's birth. She is the mama to two amazing children, an intuitive and oracle guide, a sound healer, a yoga teacher, a horse whisperer, a cosmic swirling cowgirl, and a veteran and a mentor to many.
Wow, you got it. Nail on the head. Yeah.
And I love that about you. Thank you so much for being here and joining me in the conversation today. We have talked for years about hopping on a call. I think every conversation we have just between us, we're like, this should be recorded because something so beautiful always comes through every time.
I know. I do think that you're the one person that I'm always like, we should be recording our conversations because people need to hear this stuff.
Right.
Yes. It's magic.
Yeah, it really is. It really is. I remember one of the sweetest moments that I've carried with me over the years is when I was newly pregnant. Actually, I think it was when I first felt Esme flutter in my womb, and we had our singing bowls and we were under the big oak tree, and Cambry was taking pictures of us, and she was like, hold your braid this way and smile this way. And do you remember? I have a picture of
that. I look at those pictures all the time.
Yeah. And we were doing a practice with the singing bowls, and you were really encouraging me to use my voice and to sing. And I remember feeling in front of you so uncomfortable, but like so committed to like getting through that practice. And it inspired so much more after that I started showing up even on my Instagram with my voice, which was something I'd never done before as far as singing. And I love that. That's such a sweet memory.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny. Yeah, I remember like huffing our crystal bowls through the park because it had to be the perfect spot.
Right.
We couldn't just like sit anywhere. It had to be like a majestic oak tree that we sat under. And yeah, I love that that's what you shared to start off with, because, you know, overall, arching over everything you shared in my intro there is the fact that I thrive off of supporting women specifically to live their most authentic essence. Mm-hmm. And I really truly believe that that comes from using our voice. And when I do sound baths, you know, the funniest part is it always is the most profound part, but at the end, I encourage people to do a waterfall om with me using their own voice. And it's always like shaky for the first 30 seconds, yeah. But all of the sudden the sound begins to reverberate and I can actually stop playing the bowl. And it's just people exploring their voices and they feel so good in it. And, mm-hmm. you know, the sound of our own voice is the most resonant tone for healing for our own specific body. So yeah, the fact that that's one of your most memorable moments of all of the moments we've had.
Yeah, it was really sweet.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, very special. Yeah. I want to jump right into the offering that you have coming up on August 28th that runs through September 2nd. And it is a mm-hmm. summit of you and five other women. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. Yes. So this is probably the annual offering that I get the most excited about because I love illuminating other women. And that's mm-hmm. why these guest speakers are called luminaries, is because I believe that when each of us share our magic, it gives other people permission to shine in their light and be their authentic selves too. So this summit is called Embody Your Truth. It is a live, immersive, lots of exercises, lots of practices together. summit that is online and is absolutely free for anyone to join. And yes, our luminaries for this year, some of them are some of my mentorship clients who have just, oh my gosh, catapulted in the most amazing ways in their lives, in their businesses. Some are longtime friends, some are women that just absolutely inspire me. And each woman is sharing really a piece of her medicine and her signature essence that supports her to embody her truth. And like I said, gives others permission to be in their truth too. And you can find all the details about what their talks are about and what they're illuminating in their hour that they have on the website. But I think the biggest thing that I want women to walk away from with this is that permission and that inspiration and that feeling of light that mm-hmm. comes alive in them. I like to explain this, and this is what I explained to my team when they said, Elise, like, what kind of woman is coming to this summit? And I said, okay, at night she's laying in bed and she's like, we have this joke in our house. The kids, they're weather nerds like I am. And right, like, I'll get in the truck and follow a storm if I think it's going to produce a tornado. That. Like, that's me.
I'm texting back so, and forth about, is the storm over on your side of town?
Yeah. Are you watching the radar? Right. I'm such a nerd. So we talk about CTG lightning, which is cloud to ground lightning. And it happens a lot here in Colorado. Like, the lightning here is so amazing. And so when I was telling my team, you know, we're talking about onboarding and the back end side of, you know, all of this stuff for the business. And I said, this woman is like laying in bed and she is praying for that CTG. Like, she wants that electricity that she's feeling in her body to land somewhere, and she needs a place for it to ground. And that. Embody Your Truth is that is the grounding that she gets to receive. Is like, okay, here's a place for me to actually take all of this that's swirling inside of me that I'm so craving and so ready to express in the world. And I get to put it somewhere where it's going to make a difference. And I'm actually going to feel it and embody it, not just hope for it and pray for it, but like, it starts now, because life is now, right? And the last piece that I said to them is, and I say this to all of my premier one-on-one clients and those that come through my courses, is like, there are lots of renewable resources on the planet, lots of them. Time is not one of them. So if you really want to create a reality or to magnetize the kind of life that you really desire, you have to act now and you have to be that now. And so that's what Embody Your Truth is all about. That's why I get so excited about this summit.
That is, goosebumps. And I love that you are bringing this to women through story sharing free too. That is so sweet and generous of you to do. So later in the fall, you have Becoming, which is another amazing offering. It's a journey of the intuitive is how you describe it. And it takes the woman through a 12-week mastery course and is for a woman who is feeling that full body yes of that rising and exploring, as well as expressing and creating through their fullest, most authentic, unique gifts. Can you share with us how Becoming came to be? Like, how was it birthed through you? What happened for it to just become your, this has to happen, this has to be the gift I share with the world?
So this is so special because Ariana knows, for those of you listening, like, this almost like wells up tears inside of me. So I might get a little emotional sharing this here with you. But when we met, I had just left a very disserving relationship. And I was a new mom to two young kiddos, toddlers, and my world had fallen apart. I had found myself in a hospital bed having what I was told was panic attacks. I had never experienced anything like this. You know, as you shared in the beginning, I'm a veteran. I've traveled the world. I've done amazing things in my life. And something happened around, I'd say 30 years old, right? Saturn return, here we go. And I just found myself in this place where I was like in complete burnout. I, you know, had been a yoga instructor for 7 years or so then, playing crystal bowls, studying all the oracles, studying the spirituality. And it was all there for me, but it was kind of under the surface. And I was also trying to live this life on the outside that was like, yeah, I'm a mom and I travel in my RV with my kids and my life is looks great. My relationship's good. But really on the inside, it was like this complete excavation and dismantling of my mental health.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I ended up in a hospital bed in Northern California, in this place that I had moved from Hawaii to Northern California. Didn't know anybody. I felt so lost and so alone. My partnership was completely on the rocks. Didn't feel safe in that. And I went to the hospital. They're like, yeah, you're having a panic attack. You're fine. And anybody who knows or has like experience with mental health, like, you know, you're not fine when you're having an attack. It's like the end of the world. And you feel, you know, for me, it was depersonalization. And I remember they tried to prescribe me opioids, mm-hmm. just right then and there.
Wow.
Like, we'll just give you these pills. You'll be fine. Take this, go home, rest. You'll be a new person tomorrow. And I was like, well, Miss Hippy Dippy Elise was like, there's no way I am taking opioids to mask what's going on with obviously my body going haywire. So I had some family come pick me up. I'm originally from Texas. So I landed back in the Hill Country in Texas. And I don't even know how I found, oh, this hippie mom with lots of kids.
I don't either. I don't remember. But I'm so glad.
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. I know. So we met each other on social media. And when I reached out to you to hang out, because I'm like so bold, I'm like, please, I want to be friends. So yeah. I reached out to you and we met up at the botanical gardens. And I don't even know how much you actually knew at that point, but I was a mess. I mean, I was scared to drive to meet you because it was like an hour in the car.
Yeah.
I had anxiety on overdrive. And there's this piece of me that during that time, I was still just telling everybody that I was a yoga instructor. That was I was teaching yoga, but if someone asked me what I did, yeah, I'm a yoga instructor. I wouldn't say I play crystal bowls. I wouldn't say I read oracle cards. I wouldn't tell people I'm an intuitive. Like if you followed me on social media, you knew those things, but out in the world, I wasn't talking about that.
Yeah, that's so relatable. Yeah.
I was scared. I was like, people won't take me seriously, or they're going to think I'm woo-woo and crazy, or they won't believe in me to do these things as a living and create my, you know, create an income or build an empire from these things. And it was during that time, I had purple hair, remember?
Yeah, I do.
It was during that time that I had this like rock bottom, bare neutral, all right, Elise, you can keep telling the world you're a yoga instructor forevermore, or you could actually really put your heart and soul into building a business using your soul gifts that you're trying so hard to hide. And I was like, screw it. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to start saying what I do and be clear about it. And I'm going to make this process like I were a CEO of any other business and run my business like that. And so, you know, I started implementing all these tools and taking all these courses and working with mentors and learning how to really build a business and add in the aspect of being an intuitive. And that is what becoming is. All of the tools, all of the structures, all of the strategy, all of the self-discovery and connection to self and understanding what my actual medicine is, understanding how to use my soul gifts in the world, how to be magnetic in my messaging so that people can land with what I offer in the world. And once I did it and I surpassed six figures in my business, I was like, okay, like I know there's people in Hay House that do this left, right, backwards, whatever, but they have the support of big companies like that. I want people to know that they can do this on their own just by fully, completely embracing their signature essence medicine. Yeah. Because if I did it, they can do it. So I built Becoming. I've now had over 25 women move through this course and have incredible results. And it is my heart center. I remember when I created this course, I channeled it in like 3 days in a notebook with sticky notes. I started before I was even ready. I was like calling past mentorship clients like, hey, I'm building this course. Do you want to come in and be a beta? Because I need to test this on some people and I need to see how this works. And oh yeah, I was like, put it into the world before it's even ready. And now it's just like, it's the most amazing 12 weeks. It feels so juicy. I love my work. So I'll probably say that about everything I do.
That's how it's meant to be though.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I also wanted to touch on, and we spoke a little bit about before we hit record, is that how as mothers, and I'm going to speak to mothers specifically, is that I know the women who are listening are intuitive and very tapped into that when it comes to their mamahood. But then there's many of us that struggle to be able to switch gears and be able to tap into that creative, intuitive space when it comes to creating business or anything that feels outside of mamahood. Do you have any advice for women who tend to shy away from their own magic and then fall into that self-sabotaging? Because I know there's so many of us that experience it, have tasted it, who struggle with it from time to time.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm a great mirror for that myself. Yeah. Is just, it's a constant remembering of how powerful we are and how we are so innately encoded and created to live in our magic in all that we do. And with our children, like you said, it sometimes can be so easy to just be intuitive and follow through with what feels best and right, because we are so solely in charge of holding a container for them, for their growth and for them to be inspired and really to allow them to be their fullest expression, right, as children. But then when we're asked to do that in the world for ourselves, it's kind of like, sometimes we're afraid of what people will think, but we're so protective over our children that we're like, I don't care what people think.
Right.
I'm going to be in my intuitiveness here. And then we go out in the world and we're like, I don't know, the world might see me differently if I do things out here different. So one of the biggest things for me in really embracing my intuitive gifts in all that I do was getting clear on what I want my life to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, do I want my life to be led by my inner compass or just when I'm with my kids? Or do I want my entire life to feel like magic and feel like flow and feel like I'm creating my reality? Mm-hmm. So one of the things that I love to teach, it's inside of Becoming, it's inside of this Embody Your Truth Summit coming up. It's also in one of my best-selling masterclasses. It's called Embody Your Desires, is learning what your desires really are. Mm-hmm. Because if you want to follow your inner compass and you want to be led by your intuition unapologetically, boldly, with being the creatress of your life, then you have to know what turns you on, what lights you up, what is your intuition, what does it feel like, and what's not in alignment with your intuition, what doesn't light you up. Where are you giving away your energy through boundaries that aren't set in loving compassion, but strong AF, you know? Mm-hmm. And so getting really, really clear on your boundaries and what you want, what do you want your life to feel like and look like, and how do you want the world to receive you? And really, how do you want to receive yourself? Mm-hmm. So that would be the biggest thing is get clear on who are you becoming? Who are you? Who do you aspire to be? And what is that legacy, the energetic legacy that you want to leave imprinted on the world far after your children
mm-hmm.
have had their great grandchildren, you know?
Right. I love that you, what I am hearing is the same like radical responsibility that we step into when it comes to raising our children. We need to step into that same space when it comes to ourselves and removing the waiting. And the time that you spoke to earlier is that, oh, I'll do that when they're grown, or I'll do that, you know, when I have a babysitter, but just taking the responsibility to make it happen and giving yourself the permission to bloom in that space. And what a gift for our babes to see that in a mother or in their mother.
Mm-hmm. I think that you are a prime example of that.
Thank you.
I remember recently, and I know this because I know you personally, right? But those of you that see Ariana on your Instagram and whatnot, like, she really embodies this essence of like, her children are included in everything. And that was such a huge thing for me to be inspired by when my world was falling apart. It was like, Elise, if you're going to build this business and really shine your most authentic truth into the world and really live through your signature medicine, your children get to be a part of that.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, let them play the crystal bowls. Remember when we played the crystal bowls in your office?
Yeah.
And the kids were like, playing them with us, and we're like, cool, like,
yeah,
this isn't something you only do when you're not with your children, like
exactly.
You said, you know, invite them into the kitchen and the magic in the house, and invite them into the artwork you create and the things that pulse through you, and it will become so much easier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's your life and your babes are your life, and it's just interwoven and becomes this, like, I don't know, this creative tapestry.
Oh, yes. I love that. I love that phrase. I'm always like, let's weave the tapestry together.
Yeah.
And the
yes,
cool thing is that
it really is.
Yeah,
it's this,
when we give ourselves permission.
Threading.
Totally. And then what are we doing for our children when we say, like, you don't have to be this or that. You can
mm-hmm.
be this and that all
yeah,
at once.
I really
and
love
then
that.
Our children, they see it right away,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to figure this out when they're 37.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Hands up to that. Yeah, I
yeah.
feel that for sure. That's why I tell Kaylee and Rowan, my 22 and 18-year-old now, it's like, it's so beautiful to see them so grounded and rooted in the direction they want to take their life, and watching them step into their maidenhood in such a powerful space that I don't remember stepping into until late 20s, 30s, of really becoming my authentic self.
Yeah,
it's beautiful to witness.
It really is. And, you know, the world kind of can be intimidating
mm-hmm.
to shine your brightest light. But if we look at all of the greats in the world, all of the people who have made a radical difference in the world, it is exactly what you said earlier. They took radical responsibility
mm-hmm.
for their magic,
mm-hmm.
and they're like, no one's going to dim this. They are like that CTG lightning that's like, you wouldn't try to go touch lightning because obviously we know what would happen there. But when you see it go across the sky and create the spider web across the sky, you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Right. And so that giving yourself permission to be that is giving everybody else permission to be that. And that
yeah.
is untouchable. And that's how we feel confident
yeah.
being who we are.
And also, I think we speak so often to how outside of ourselves, multidimensional, and Spirit Baby is a perfect example of that. We have this awareness and acceptance, and we honor that outside of ourselves, or even look to another woman or mother and think, wow, and then forget that we are living in that space ourselves. But there's like this disconnect, or this, I don't know, it's almost like an unraveling that we have to go through. And maybe that is part of the Saturn return,
oh,
right?
Yeah.
That we
oh, Saturn. Yeah.
I loved
You know,
my
it's
Saturn
just,
return, actually. I know it
I
gets a bad
love
rap,
my
but I
30s.
loved it. If you're listening to this and you haven't reached your Saturn return, don't let all the gossip scare you away, because it's a really
Yeah.
cool time of expansion. But
Well, yeah, and to your point there is like, although my Saturn return and was like this excavation and this like full
I
world
love that.
rattling, like holy my goodness, did I find my own unique beat during that time? And let me tell you, my drum feels so good.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't do life any other way. You know, like, yeah, I went through a serious dark night of the soul, but holy shit, do I shine now because of it. So I'm like, I welcome that in. I'm like, let's go. I can hold this because I have, I'm so self-assured and I'm self-led and I gave myself permission to be those things. And this is what I love about working with my clients. Like, they are premier, they are ready for that. They're like, yes, Elise, I want that too. I want to be so deeply in self-leadership and so self-assured and so confident in who I am that like shadow work, let's go, you know? So yeah, don't be afraid of your Saturn return. It's a
No,
gift.
it really is. I agree. Okay, so you have spoke to in the past about three particular ways to begin living life in alignment with what you so beautifully refer to as authentic essence. And it's know thyself, be bold, and trust your community. Can you speak to those three a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. So when I was 18 years old, 19 years old, living in Hawaii, I don't even know how I came up with this, but I got this tattoo on my wrist and it says Nos te ipsum, which means know thyself in Latin. And I don't remember what teacher or when it was, but I just remember that I was living in Hawaii and I think I went to like a Kirtan concert or something on Maui. And someone said, if you know thyself, your whole life will flow with so much ease and grace. And so that's been a huge pillar for me. And obviously, it's like the anchor of the work that I do is truly knowing thyself and having that self-knowledge and that resourcefulness from within. Then you know where your point zero is for this inner compass that you use. So that's kind of the first piece of know thyself. And then, so remind me what order you did this. What was
I did
the
know
second
thyself,
pillar?
and then number two, be bold.
Okay, yes. I was like, all right. So my the piece of knowing thyself that leads into the boldness is like you have to have it in these orders. And so I wanted to make sure that we had them in the correct order here.
Okay.
So know thyself, you have to know yourself first. If you don't know yourself, you're not going to magnetize your ideal partner. You're not going to magnetize your ideal career. You're not going to magnetize the home, the dream life. And we'll talk about community in a moment. But the reason that being bold and really being unapologetic about who you are, knowing thyself, comes next is because when you're bold with who you are, you're bold with your desires, you're bold about your needs, then you know that the community that you call in, the opportunities you call in, the path that you create for yourself is truly in alignment with who you are because you're being bold about what you're calling in because you know yourself, right? So I've never had anybody ask me to explain the three pillars, and I love this. I'm like, this is awesome to
It
explain. But it truly is, and that community for me doesn't mean just like your friends and your family and your colleagues. And you know, if you're going to drum circles or you're going to a sewing class, or you know, for me, like rock climbing or country swing dancing or whatever it
is.
is, community is bringing together the unity of all of the multifacetedness that you hold for yourself. I mean, y'all, I had to be so bold about sharing that I am totally a cosmic cowgirl. I ride horses. We go to rodeo. I am Colorado state champion country swing dancer as of this year. I
Amazing.
mean, that is a huge piece of my life, mixing it together with being a mystic and being an intuitive. And there was a long time that I wouldn't talk about both of those things, same reason. And I had to kind of come out of the closet with those to say, like, this is what makes me unique. And if I'm not bold and clear about who I am, know thyself, then my community is not going to be an energetic match for me. And I'm
Yeah.
not going to feel like I'm living my life lit up and fully turned on and fully with my passions leading what happens in my life. So.
One of my favorite compliments that I've ever received was at a Home Depot from a sweet elderly lady. And we had just moved to the Austin area. And she looked at me and she looked at what I was wearing, kind of looked around at the kids, and she said, "Well, aren't you just a Fruit Loop and a bowl full of Cheerios?" And I love that so much because it's bold, being bold to stand out and to be you and shine. And then also being your own Fruit Loop is going to attract some other really beautiful Fruit Loops. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
And
I
another,
love that.
yeah, I love it too. And another thing that came through when I read the trust your community is also going back to the permission that a lot of mamas struggle with is the outsourcing of, and then not feeling like we have to do it all when we're blooming in business and we're what you called like the soulpreneur and really following that inner tug beyond our mamahood. We feel like we have to do it all, and we don't. We can totally lean in on our community and outsource certain things.
When my business really took off, it wasn't just because I decided to be bold and just because I decided to fully embrace my gifts and create from that place. It was when I gave myself permission to be supported in that.
Yeah, exactly.
And oh my gosh, I mean, I could tell you there's multiple times where I've invested $10,000, $15,000 on a mentor to like show me the path. Because, like you said, we know this as moms, we feel this innately that we are not meant to do life alone. We are not meant to do motherhood alone. And that goes even deeper. The thread of community, I mean, this is how we are encoded as humans, is to live in community. We know this, you know, I'm preaching to the choir here, but it's like, some of us don't even give ourselves permission to have community as mothers, and we feel like we have to do it all, let alone giving ourselves permission to have the support to radiate in our true magnetism and our true soul gifts. You know, it's like we feel like if we're going to do it, we have to do it on our own. And I mean, that's the point of this summit is like, hey, you get to be supported by women who know what they want. And then you get to be inspired by that. And maybe you're that woman who knows what she wants. Maybe you're the woman who's showing up to the summit and is like so self-assured and so self-led. And you get to be the inspiration for the other women in the room.
I love that the imagery of like the rain chain came to me as just this overpouring of like love from one woman to the next, just through this story sharing and allowing. So
Yeah,
beautiful.
even on the, I think even on the landing page for the summit, I say ripple effect so many times. And when I envision it, you know, when I was looking for like a picture for a ripple effect to send out to my affiliates and my team, I specifically was like, it can't just be like one rock dropping with those circles coming out. I was like, it has to be like raindrops on water where there's like all these different, like it's creating a flower of
Bees
life,
coming
you
up
know?
and misty and
Yeah.
That
Yeah.
so much. So speaking to that a little bit in the outsourcing and support, do you have anything that you'd like to share around the balance between mamahood and your soul work? And I know we spoke to a little bit about just inviting them in to be a part of, but sometimes, You do need the space, and how do you balance that a little bit?
Yeah, oof, this is big work for me. And in fact, today, Harlow said to me this morning, Mom, they go to this amazing charter school that is about capturing kids' hearts. So they put leadership and like self-esteem and affirmations always come first before they do any of their lessons. And one of the things she learns in her character and self-leadership class is to speak up for herself. So she said to me this morning, Mom, I'm practicing with, she said her teacher's name, and she said, about asking for what I need. Like, I made a good choice in this school. And she says, I would really like for you to not work as soon as I get home. I want to be present with you and spend time with you. And so my point in sharing this is that it's not ever going to be perfect. Mm-hmm. And finding the balance is a consistent thing. Sometimes we think as they grow, they're more self-sufficient and I can, you know, put more energy into my work and whatnot. But really for me, when it comes to finding balance is listening to their needs. And, you know, I can tell when Taj needs me. I can tell when Harlow needs me and they need me to not be answering my phone or not be on my computer or not be checking, you know, whatever I've got, emails or Instagram messages or whatever. And the balance really comes from listening to your intuition and being a good listener for your kids' needs. One of the most incredible things I learned from my client, her name is Savannah, and she is an incredible intuitive parenting coach. And I'm so gifted to be able to work with these like premier coaches as a mentor myself, because I get to learn from them too.
Yeah, that is amazing.
And she said, yeah, I actually had a session where I hired her while she was in my mentorship to talk to me about my kids, about finding balance. Mm-hmm. And she said, Elise, if you just plan ahead, like plan to know that they're going to need your attention after they get home from school, plan to know that they're going to be hungry before they even think themselves about being hungry. Mm-hmm. And that is where the key to balance is knowing beforehand what's coming. And I can relate this to being a dancer is like when you know the music and you let yourself be in the flow of it, you know that big beat drop's coming, right? And like, I know Tyler's about to throw me in the air or dip me because I know that beat drop's coming because I've heard the song and I've tuned into it. And if I can take that principle and do that in my life, in my business, I know when the big beat drop is coming in my business and how I need to prep for that. And I know when the big beat drop's coming in my family and when I need to prep for my children so that I can be really present and it'll be really sharp and it'll look really good and feel really good. So that's like my analogy here as
I
a
love
dancer
it.
For finding balance is like, yes, be in the flow. I'm all for flow, but I'm also all for strategically knowing how to prep yourself so that balance comes naturally.
I love that. And I love too how you touched on how powerful it is when we cultivate the space for our babes to communicate to us, when there's that openness for them to be able to speak what's on their heart or where things aren't feeling great for them, that can go a long way as well. And also, balance for me too is remembering that slow doesn't mean stagnant. That's always been a really big one for me too. Is that even though things may be feeling like it's that slowing down, it doesn't mean that they're stopping. Things are, the magic still happening when in those seasons of us having to be, our attention is on our family more than it is on something that is tugging at our hearts and our creative centers.
Yeah, one of the things we cover inside of Becoming is intuitive listening. And specifically in the course, we're talking about listening to our clients so that we can make a bigger impact in their lives, right? And whatever client or customer is to each person is different, but that really was sourced from my life with my children. You know, as a sovereign mama for so long before this wonderful man came into my life, I really had to get good at listening. And a lot of times listening doesn't even happen with their words. You know, my daughter and my son are very good Yeah, they're very good communicators. I mean,
Mm-hmm.
sometimes they use words that I'm like, how do you even know that word? Like,
Yeah, I
you
feel
know?
that with my children. Yeah.
Yeah. But really, it's like I have to learn to listen to their body language and learn to listen to their rhythm and learn to listen to how they're responding to things, even if it's just a deep breath or a sigh or something like that. And when I'm in my intuitive magic, like circling back to where we were before, and I'm truly letting that intuitive guidance lead my whole life, that's where actually serious magic happens, big magic happens. Because sometimes, and place whatever you like here, source, God, the goddess, Pachamama, whatever you want to say, right? But when we let God really lead us from this place, then the divine will pull us closer to our children when he needs to make magic in our business. And the divine will pull us closer to our business when independence and magic needs to happen, and she needs to
Yes.
place that in our children's lives, you know?
Absolutely.
And we get to let like that father, mother, God work in the balance, the masculine, feminine on either side of how we make space for the divine to create magic for us too. Like, we get to make the space for it, and he, she, it, whatever you want to create there for source gets to pour into that cup
Yes,
that we leave
absolutely.
just there.
Yeah, it's that power
Yeah.
of the pause too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is all not to say that our babies are distracting us from the soul project. Absolutely not what we're speaking to,
No.
but it is that balance and that humanness of wanting to, like you said, that allowing ourselves to be this and that versus this or that, which I love so much that how you put that.
Yeah, that's funny that you say that. I actually, maybe a year ago, I made a post about our children coming here to be our greatest teachers, and that I don't even remember exactly how I put it, but I basically said, like, the children of the now that are coming through, they are coming here to be of service to us. And oh man, I rattled some mamas with that. And I had to like get into it and explain it. But what I mean by that is, it's not by saying that they have this responsibility to us. What I meant by that was, they are our greatest teachers because without them even really realizing it in their human form, they are showing us the way. They're showing us how to be more open, how to be more innocent, how to be more playful, how to be creative, how to follow our dreams, how to let our imagination carry us, right? I mean, I think you and I have talked about multiple times. I think when I was like struggling with parenthood and I'm like leaning into you and your magic, is like, which one of their chakras is open at this age? Which one are they
Yeah,
focusing
that's been
on?
such a huge amount of guidance for me is to drop in at energetically what's where they are.
Yeah, I think that that whole piece of knowing just, you know, when they're coming into certain aspects of themselves, it's such a reminder for us. And you know, when maybe one of our children is exploring a hardship or a challenge or learning something new and they're really excited about it, or lately my son has been saying, I am addicted to spiders. Girl, we have like, I'm not even kidding, there are probably maybe 15 web weavers in this house right now in different little, I mean, he buys the tanks and stuff and builds them like these terrariums. And I'm
Yes,
like,
that the
great,
chance is
cool.
there. We have a big jumping spider in a terrarium. It's beautiful. He's
Us
been
too.
sprouted like bell pepper seeds, and he's like, there's moss, and he's,
Yeah. Oh gosh, I like, when we're complete here, I'm gonna show you Taj's enclosure for his jumping spiders, and like they're like laying eggs, and I'm
it's
like, and
pretty
he keeps
impressive.
saying, yeah, he's like, I'm so addicted. He gets home and the first thing he does is check on them. He makes sure they have water, he makes sure he goes and catches some flies for them. And I'm like, this child's devotion and commitment is inspiring. And you know, here I am in open enrollment for Becoming, and The registration is open for the summit, and I'm like, I need Taj's dedication and commitment to stay.
Yes,
He
the
is inspiring
mirror.
me right now.
Yeah, and that's the mirror that they offer us. And too, the really inspiring moments of motherhood that offer that reflection and mirror, but also the really challenging moments are often what is calling for that deep healing.
Yeah, it's such a mirror. They are such a mirror for us. We're a mirror for them. That is just absolutely the foundation of motherhood. And it's so cool to take what they teach us and what they come here to show us and implement that. Could you imagine if all of us, still as adults, lived as excited and addicted to caring for others and, making sure that we're listening well and we're being imaginative and creative and speaking our truth the way children do?
Yeah,
Holy moly.
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So beautiful. Well, thank you so much for today.
Absolutely.
I've
Thanks for having
loved,
me on.
yeah,
I'm
it's been a beautiful
so love
conversation.
you.
Yeah, I love you too. I feel like we could just spin off for hours and hours on motherhood and all kinds of topics, but
This is why we always say our calls
yeah, we
should be
just need to.
recorded, because it's
Yeah.
like we can't reel it in.
I think we did pretty good today. I think we did
Yeah,
pretty
we
good.
did. Look at
And I'm going
us.
to drop all the information on where you can find Elisa's website, her Instagram, and all the links to check out the summit, which it's free. So how could you not? It's going to be amazing. So it's going to be an hour for 6 days.
So the structure of the summit is it's two calls for 6 days. The
Okay.
morning session is an integration meditation, a collective experience that lasts about 30 to 45 minutes. It's really like here's the funny thing is my mentor always says Tony Robbins preps people so they can be in their openness to receive. And so that's what that morning session is to really get you in the energy of feeling really good for your day.
It
And
does, and
that
it
is
invites
at,
like cohesiveness to the group and just
oh
kind of on
yeah.
that same wavelength. Absolutely, yeah, for
Yeah,
sure.
like I'm here and I'm doing this the entire day, not just for the 1 hour that we're meeting. So we meet at 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time for the morning session. And then the afternoon session is our guest speakers. We have a house phone.
We do
Our
too.
afternoon session is our guest speakers. And that is at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and that is 1 hour. And oh my goodness, it's so juicy. Like the guest speaker offerings are all laid out on the website, so go check it out.
Yeah, I'll definitely make sure to add all of that, and then I'll also make a little post on Instagram so people can find it. Super, super easy. But
Perfect.
is there anything else you want to add or touch on that the people should know?
Well, I'm a huge people person. I am a web weaver of sorts, and I love connecting and hearing how things land for people. So please come find me on Instagram, follow along, send me a message. Like, I don't want to be, that's the thing, like how you and I connected. I don't want to just like be ghosts on each other's Instagram. I really want to know you and know what lights you up and support you. And I do what I do because it lights me up. First and foremost, that's the ethos of my business is being in service of the divine. So please come find me and hang out. Let's be friends. And yeah, just thank you so much for this conversation and for having
Thank
me on board
you.
here.
I'm so excited to share all your magic. It's going to be such a gift to so many.
Oh, you're so amazing. I just so appreciate you so much.